Hey guys, it's Alex back again on the Friday evening, Saturday morning. Inaccessible websites and other blindy bullshit. The joyous bullshittery of life. In your face. But we do have some positivity, a little bit, anyway. You can enjoy your nicotine a little warmer, you know, whatever. I want to talk about... Actually, Char bought me this because it was basically a going home slash Christmas present, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Clouper 30 watt box mod, DNA 30, you know, minus like the fucking $300 price tag or whatever the fuck they're charging for those things. Anyway, perfectly solid aluminum construction, 30 watts, 7 to 30 watts, three buttons, you know, nice and clicky. It's basically a huge iTaste VV or iTaste MVP, except higher wattage. But the cool thing about this is you can actually put it in stealth mode, which means that the screen is always off, unless your atomizer isn't connecting properly, which in that case it'll blink at, you know, it'll show up, of course, if you can read it. And there's just a plus and a minus button. You can hold it down and it'll go really fast, you know, up the wattage. So it's kind of like keyboard delay and keyboard repeat and all that. Totally badass. And the joyful bit of this, too, is a new tank, the Joytech Delta. It's a three-coil head in there, 6 milliliter capacity, which kind of takes the place of my Nautilus. At least not, it doesn't take the place of it, but... It's kind of like a better Nautilus is what it is that can go up to a lot higher wattage than the Nautilus could. Well, I mean, this the regular bottom verticals can go to like 16 watts without tasting like shit. And then the Joytech Delta can go probably up to about 24, 25. They say 27 or something like that, but I say different. Of course, I can't read the display, but... just by counting the button clicks and things like that. It goes in 0.1 watt increments, this Clouper box mod does. I have zero nicotine vanilla cupcake, actually, in here. 50-50 PGVG. Fucking awesome, man. It tastes like a vanilla cupcake. Yeah, it tastes like the frosting of a vanilla cupcake with kind of that buttermilk in there. Pretty cool, pretty cool. I noticed with this mod, I noticed that when you have like a Purple E-Fest in there, 2500 mAh, 35 amp discharge, which is actually really what you want for these kinds of, you know, and 30 watts plus, you're going to want a lot of, you know, rapid discharge without fucking up your battery. But the problem with this is about three quarters down on your battery, it starts to sag, so it doesn't sag, it just doesn't put out 30 watts anymore. It'll basically put out like 28, 26, 20, and then when you start getting down to like 20, it just shuts off and, you know, screen comes on. So that's fine, though. I mean, I get hours and hours out of this fucker and just charge it up, and it's
hitting fine.
I got ghosts all over me. Little smoke rings and vapor clouds and shit just coming out of my mouth every time I vape this thing. Way more vapor than the Aspire Nautilus. Just, I don't even care. Put 100% PG in here, you'll get clouds off of this fucking tank, man. Pretty taint-puntingly awesome. Anywho, that's about it, man. It's a kick-ass thing if you're into this thing. I don't know who even listens to this who vapes. I know there's some people following me. Who vape, but or who run vape shops and stuff, but they don't send me anything, so... Anywho, that's it. Rock on and vape and fuck the FDA because they're just a bunch of pricks. You know, every time something gets popular, they have to be cunts and fucking go in and go,
hey, Bill, you know what I mean? Like, tobacco's better, Bill.
They got to do that because, you know, they're assholes, okay? So, vape on, vape strong, vape and plug it, fucking public, and fucking metal, and play some EVH.